Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. I want to talk about the new Clips album, but this is not a music podcast. If this was a music podcast, I'd start with, is the new Clips album the best old man rap album of all time? That sounds prisoner of the moment. Again, this is not a music podcast. This is a basketball podcast. And the basketball that's happening right now is TBT. So let's take a break from Mountaineer basketball. Let's talk about what's happened in TBT in the first two rounds in Charleston, West Virginia. I've got good news and I've got bad news. Let's start with the good news. And the good news is that West Virginia is still alive. They are surviving. They are surviving and they are advancing. They hung on Friday night to beat DuBois Dream 72-69. And then tonight, I guess they heard that team without John Elmore, without DeAndre Kane, without Tavion Kinsey. West Virginia beats Heard That 82-75. And so they are still in the tournament. You lose and you're out. You keep winning. You win six games or five if you get a bye, and you win $1 million. And so West Virginia still in the running for the million. Two down, four to go. And these are two completely different games. DuBois Dream aggressively pressing. Fast-paced game, lots of turnovers. I saw early they were pressing from the jump. I started going through the roster list for DuBois Dream, and it's West Liberty, Nova Southeastern. It's like, oh yeah, that's how they play. That's how Crutchfield plays. That's how his predecessor Ben Hallett plays. They do pressing and threes, and that's what that team did. And even with that, West Virginia struggled with it, but they had a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And then the fourth quarter happened where we got to the Elam ending, and it was like, how many has West Virginia scored? Had they scored? And they scored close right before the Elam ending. That was their first basket in the fourth quarter. Still had a 4-point lead going into the Elam ending, but then DuBois kept scoring. They were up four and only needed a 3-pointer to go down to win the game. And yet somehow West Virginia got some stops, got some breaks. Toby Okoni fouled. If he makes two free throws, West Virginia wins. And Toby Okoni, who was on this year's West Virginia roster, what do you remember of Toby Okoni from the free throw line? I remember multiple air balls. I think he had one trip where he had two air balls. And if he didn't, I apologize, Toby. I don't know how many times he went two for two. He needed to do that to win the game, and he iced it. Made both. West Virginia wins from the free throw line. They win 72-69. And they sneak out with the victory. And Toby Okoni had a great first showing. Ed Andre 3000 had at least one big block that night. He had a good effort against DuBois Dream. But West Virginia definitely held on to win. Tonight, there was much less drama against Heard That. West Virginia built a lead, got as high as 16 in the second half, 15-point cushion going into the Elam ending, which is way more than four. And yet, it wasn't all the way stress-free. Less drama for sure, but you got to have West Virginia, West Virginia, Stress Virginia. And Heard That cut the lead to five late, but it's just one team needs to score eight and the other needs to score 23. That's a tough math equation. And Heard That tried. They could not get enough stops. And Trey Mitchell, his last two of 23 points tonight was heard that playing zone. He got into the middle of the zone, made a shot inside the foul line to seal the win. So Trey Mitchell with 23 tonight. James Reese had 20 or more in both games. Kedria Johnson has had a good showing in the first two games. He had double digits both games. Almost was flirting with a triple-double in game one. Toby Okoniyi, as I mentioned, great in game one, not great in game two. Wes Harris, menacing. He might be a great guy off the court. On the court, menacing. Don't mess with him. Technical foul in game one. Did a point of the finger at a guy. Like, this is your last warning. That's how I took it. And then tonight, hard foul against Jacori Williams early. That was a flagrant. Will Voorhees, lower body injury in game one, did not play in game two. J.D. Weatherspoon did not play in game one, had a double-double in game two. And so the key to the basketball tournament is to not lose. And West Virginia so far is not losing. And get this, if they beat one seed Elite Nation, who held on against the Ohio University alumni team tonight, they blew a big lead before coming back to win the game. If West Virginia can beat Elite Nation on Tuesday night, that puts them in the Elite Eight, the quarterfinal, however you want to put it. And if I'm reading the home court advantage rules from TBT correctly, West Virginia would get another game in Charleston next Sunday against the winner of the James Madison Regional, because the James Madison alumni team is out. And that would be four games in Charleston. And in theory, a home court advantage deep in the tournament. The games are going to get tougher, but to play it in Charleston versus playing in Central Virginia, that's a win. So who knows? You got to keep winning. West Virginia, so far, so good on that front. Here's the bad news. I'm a little concerned about TBT as a whole, and I'm concerned about the long-term future of West Virginia. TBT will play next year. Will West Virginia play next year? Let's start with TBT. TBT, they failed to get 64 teams in this year's bracket. That doesn't seem to be ideal. They only had 61 teams. 3-1 seeds had first-round buys. That's not a good trend. The crowds in the Civic Center on Friday and today, not bad, but definitely not trending upward. There weren't more people in 2025 than there were 3 years ago. I mean, let's go back to 2021. In 2021, Charleston hosted 16 teams. So 16 teams in Charleston playing at the Civic Center. This year, there were 7. And some of that is, of course, TBT. They have 8 regionals with 8 teams in each. But they didn't have 8 teams. They had 7 in Charleston. So from 16 to 7 in 4 years. And TBT felt like they had momentum in Charleston 3 years ago. The first round of West Virginia versus Herd That was played in 2022. That building was louder. There was more people in the building. There was 4,500 plus TBT at the time. That was the 5th most attended game in TBT history. Then either Charleston or TBT or both parties said, let's take a break from Charleston. And they moved it to Wheeling in 2023. Then no West Virginia City host TBT in 2024. And so when you cut to 2025, it's only 3 years ago, TBT comes back. And it's just a little sadder. Just a little sadder. Crowds, not as good. Charleston Town Center, right beside the Civic Center. It looks way different
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. There's less town center than there was in 2022. It's just if you want a sad walk, walk through the Charleston Town Center, especially if you grew up in this part of the state. If you've been to the Charleston Town Center anytime in the 90s or the late 80s, there's reasons it's gotten sad, but it's definitely sad over there. So that's TBT as a whole, what it looked like in Charleston. And again, crowds weren't bad, just not trending upward. I look forward to July of each year. Not much happening. You know, the NBA finals wrap up in June. You have the NBA draft, free agency. And then there's a basketball. We're in a basketball desert until the NBA picks back up in early fall, and then college basketball comes in November. So we're pretty far away from the start of a new season. It's a great time for the basketball tournament. WNBA, that is filling a gap, definitely consuming a lot of J.J. Quinterly and the Dallas Stars. But for guys, TBT is the oasis in a basketball desert for men's basketball. With love and respect to the big three. So I could be dead wrong with this, but maybe John Flowers and company are in this for the long haul. But I listened to Herd That's head coach. I don't know his name. Listened to his press conference after the game tonight. He said he's not coaching next year. And he guesses this is the last run for this group of guys with Herd That. Maybe some younger guys will pick up the torch and run with it. But that's an if. And if somebody doesn't pick up the torch, then the Herd That run in TBT is over, which is sad. They've delivered fun things to TBT. There is hanging in the Louvre, Odd Elmore guarding Joe Johnson in the 2020 TBT. I'll never forget that. That's definitely a picture. And of course, other, I'm sure, proud moments for Herd That. For West Virginia, when you look at who's on the roster this year, the only connection to the first go-round in 2019 is John Flowers. And John Flowers is retired from playing basketball. Still involved in basketball, just not playing professionally anymore. And so everybody else is new, way less WVU alums than the first few teams. Seems like it's getting harder each year to get guys to commit to a tournament where only the champion wins. So you got to get sponsorships. You got to get stuff in place to incentivize guys who are taking a break from getting paid to play basketball to rest up for the next season. They may have opportunities in the G League or summer league. And so it's one of those, it's tough and it's not getting any easier. And you even saw it with Herd That this year with John Elmore playing for the Sacramento Kings in summer league, Eric Stevenson playing for the Heat in summer league, guys who wanted to play, were committed, could not play. I don't know where else in the calendar TBT can move that. So you're always going to have that issue. And for West Virginia, with the Herd That roster, this iteration kind of hey, we're done. Hey, if it wasn't in Charleston, we probably would have been done already. Would you be shocked if John Flowers, once this run for Best Virginia is over in 2025, says the same thing? Hey, Best Virginia can continue, but if I'm not involved, then somebody else has got to pick up the slack. And maybe John Flowers is still in, and he moves to becoming a coach or more on the sidelines. I mean, he's already on the sidelines. He's not playing. If John Flowers is out, then I would be concerned about the future of Best Virginia in TBT. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. And that is sad to think about, but let's get back to the good news. If this is it, and again, I'm speculating here, pure speculation. What a run. What a 6 runs of Best Virginia. They did not play in 2020 because of COVID. But 6 runs, 6 different personalities as far as rosters. Those early teams, almost exclusively WVU alums. We had guys like Jamel Morris, Tanner McGrew, Isaiah Sanders, guys who played at Fairmont State, at West Virginia Wesleyan, played in the Mountain East, or the old WVIAC. Wheeling got to host TBT games. Charleston got to host TBT games. We got a Best Virginia-Pittsburgh matchup. We got 3 games between West Virginia alum teams and Marshall alum teams. It's been fun. I've looked forward to it every year. If this is it, then you say, you know, nothing lasts forever. It's been a great ride. Thank you, John Flowers, the constant, keeping it together. Thank you, Greg Richardson, who I believe has been involved every year in the background as a GM. Rest in peace, Billy Hahn, who was on that first coaching staff. And a big thank you to everyone that's put on a Best Virginia jersey. It's a decent list of guys we remember fondly that played as Mountaineers who also played for Best Virginia in this summer tournament. And thank you, TBT. Thank you for giving me the chance to wear a media badge, to cosplay as a media person. It's so strange and yet like a childhood dream to be able to be on the court or on the floor, quote unquote, covering the game, being close to other people who actually do this for a living. It's awesome. Fun. We'll have fond memories of that. So thank you, Best Virginia, and thank you, TBT. And for Best Virginia, have me eat my words. And for sure, no matter what's in your hearts, just win it this year. How about that? How about if you win 6 in a row, then you win the million, then you have to come back to defend your title. You can't just win it and then say we're out. You got to come back and defend your title. That's how competition works. Defend the crown. And then who knows? But at least you prolong it 1 year. And again, maybe I'm being premature. Maybe John Flowers, who is not going to get on the court, he's in for this each year, has got guys on the Rolodex, in the phone. I mean, he's not using a Rolodex now. He's using a Rolodex. But he's looking at his phone. He's seeing contacts. Maybe he has a long list of guys that he can round up 10 guys to play every year. Will Charleston host again? Who's to say based on this year's attendance? But they did it again. At least we got 6 years. Thank you. And keep winning, Best Virginia. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.